Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We're your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we're excited to have you join us. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on Sundays and Wednesdays, Sundays from 6 to 7 Central and Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30. We also have, and you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and any insight you would like to give us on our show or any ideas. You can reach Beth at 651-941-36 or Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can also download our shows as a podcast by using the iTunes and RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also, if you're on Facebook, go to the Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page and please like us. We have something going on right now. Our 200th listener will receive a free reading from
200th liker.
I'm sorry, liker to, and you'll get a free reading from Marie and I. So welcome, everyone.
Yep, and our chat room is open, so if you have any questions, you can type a question in there. And today is our midweek stress buster show. And what we're going to be talking about today was something I discussed with Beth when I came back from a long weekend. I just said, boy, I have been feeling like I am in a rut, and it's so stale, and I went to Chicago, and the energy was moving, and as soon as I came here, it was like, ugh, nothing's changing. So we thought we would give some tips on how to get out of your rut and change up your energy and bring the excitement back into your life.
And one way that you can do that is just by having a shift in your thoughts. So, you know, whatever the recurring thoughts that you're having that are internally going on, all you have to do is look at it from a different perspective, per se. Kind of imagine yourself taking off an old pair of glasses and you're updating it. So it's like a new way of looking at things. So it could be home, school, community, kids, relationships, finances. Instead of being in that lower energy of, you know, saying the same thing over and over and it's not a positive outcome, it's looking at changing it and asking yourself what kind of life lessons are there being presented to you and what kind of an experience are you having. You can decide if you're having a horrible experience, or you could look at it as, wow, what a cool challenge and obstacles, and I'm going to overcome them. I'm just going to get creative on how I'm going to overdo them. So all it is a shift in thought.
Right. And then, you know, find ways to inspire yourself. Take a look at your situation and, first of all, examine, why do you feel like you're in a rut? Do you do the same things day in and day out? You don't change up your routine. What inspires you? What makes you feel happy? What makes you feel like you're moving forward in life? Think about those things and then put them into action.
Exactly. You know, and I'm looking at it because Marie and I are going through the same thing just as everybody else is. And just this week alone, you know, since Sunday, the earth has been through three purgings that I have felt. So you feel this energy just ramping up. And I can tell because things are going on with my legs and my feet. And so when that's happening, and I tend to feel a little more pain in my lower extremities, versus other people get sick, they end up in the hospital, they're dehydrated. We all are having different experiences with this changing of the energy, what's going on in the earth and in the universe. So one thing you can do, it's a perfect opportunity to look at what used to give you joy. And a lot of people are reverting back to when they were kids. What were some of the things that you enjoyed really doing? Like, I love to swim. And as an adult, am I swimming like I should be? No. What's my excuse? I have absolutely no excuse.
Right, and I know that, especially here in Minnesota, everybody is so down on the weather. And I know, you know, as Beth said, the earth is shifting, and the earth, Mother Earth, is going through a lot of things. And unfortunately, I don't know, I feel like we're kind of getting her tears because it always rains and we have no sun. But, you know, turn that around. I've been trying to turn it around and not get so depressed. one thing that we used to do when it was kids, when it would be raining and pouring, is just run out in the
rain.
The rain, kick the puddles, you know, do a little dance, enjoy it.
And think of it as a way of purifying, too.
Mm-hmm.
It can bring out that little kid, and I love being out in the rain. I was in it today at work today when I was going to daycares. It's like I was raining. The kids were going, Miss Beth, how come you look so wet? And I'm going, it's raining like cats and dogs out there. They literally thought it was cats and dogs, but it wasn't. But so get out there and just kick the water.
I did that, too, because I was in a rush for a continuing education class today, and I'm driving through all the rain, driving, trying to get there, and I had to run through the rain to get in the building, and I thought, ooh, I'm going to walk in totally soaked. How cool. And, of course, I walk in, and the class is not till tomorrow, so that tells you where my state of mind is. But, you know, instead of getting so down and depressed, I kind of skipped my way back to the car in the rain and thought, all right, purify me and let's start over.
I smile in this kind of weather. I really honestly do, because it gives me, this is a perfect time for me to slow down and to really begin journaling so I can really get some deeper insight and do some really intense introspection. But that's just the place that I'm at that I have to. So it's a perfect opportunity. Invest in a journal and a pen. You know, sit here and journal what's going on in your head, the same recurring thoughts. So you can finally do something, and that will lead into the next thing that we can start doing.
Right, and, you know, as you're going through and you're examining your, you know, taking these opportunities and turning them into a lesson, tell the universe about it. Talk to the universe. Say, you know what, I know I'm going through this experience, and I know that I'm not feeling the greatest, but here's what I'm going to do, here's what I've experienced, and let the universe know. The universe is listening at all times, and the universe loves you. So let it go so it can bring more good stuff back to you.
Exactly. And, you know, you can also journal and write your old stories down. Get some friends together or do it privately and have a burning ceremony so you can get rid of the old stories, the recurring themes that are in your life. Again, you know, if it's about relationships, career, your love life, finances, whatever it is, finally write that in a book. But that's going to be the moment that you decide that your story is done with. And then you literally go burn it. So if you have an area outside that a burning, the place that you can sit here and burn, do it with friends. Have a little ceremony. Have a little goddess weekend. That would be perfect. Have an angel party. Read some cards. Read something enlightening. But you're putting away all the old and then bring in the new. So let it be ceremonious.
Right. And, you know, as people are starting to evolve and people are going through their awakening, don't ignore it. Do your work. Let the light shine and come out. You know, as you do evolve, everything you go through and how you process things are changing. So if you have the same situations that are presented to you again and again, as you're going through your life and you are ascending, so to speak, notice how each time you handle the situation differently and you've learned from the last time. So know that you know, even if it comes up over and over, you know now how to handle it, how to resolve it and move forward.
You know, and just a little more on that one, as Maria is saying, when you have the same issue that's coming again, it doesn't mean that you're being punished. Let's say maybe months ago you went through a similar circumstance. It's not the intensity. It's just the universe presenting it a different way for you to see if you're going to walk your talk and see if you've really done that personal growth or that spiritual growth, because that's what we're all going through right now is major personal growth and spiritual growth. So sit back. It's an opportunity to look at, what am I supposed to get out of this? Is this a personal growth moment or is this a spiritual growth moment? Spiritual growth is going to be a higher perspective of the way you're looking at stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the personal is going, oh, you know what? I no longer need that in my life. I'm grateful for that. I had that experience and that life lesson. But you know what? It's done. So then you move on to something and allow good to come into your life.
Right. That's exactly what I did today when I drove across town in a rush and found my classes tomorrow. I sat in the car and went, okay, I'm cool with it, but what am I supposed to learn out of it? And the one thing I took away was since I got back from out of town, it's a constant rush, rush, rush. It's like all of a sudden everything hit on one or two days, and I know that the lesson that I learned was, okay, slow down, calm down, everything will get done. You don't have to rush around with, you know, and be stressed. Just take everything as it comes. So that's what I pulled out of it. I didn't get upset. I didn't think, you know, to myself, God, you're so stupid. You missed the day. No, I thought, okay, there's a reason why, and that was just to present me with a, you know, kind of bang on the head going, hello, slow down, and that's the way I'm taking it. Don't ever put yourself down. Don't ever, you know, badmouth yourself. That's, a good thing for people to keep in mind.
I think it's also what we're going through right now. And just remember, you're not the only one who's going through it. Everybody has their own story and their own, you know, what their own lessons that they're going through. And don't think, you know, somebody else that just because they look calm one day, don't sit here and be envious of them. Don't put that energy out there because that's a cord or an attachment that you're putting onto somebody else that you're going to have to deal with later. And just, you know, be grateful that you know somebody or, you know, be happy for somebody who is having an easy time in their life. Don't wish for something because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Right now what we're going through is also opportunities of being able to create sacred ceremonies so we can honor ourselves. Perfect time to set up a sacred altar to where you can sit here and go and do some meditation, do some prayers, do some mantras on a daily basis and in your safe little haven every single day. So, and that's what we're stepping into in this new time period. It's honoring of yourself. So being the, remember, we are spiritual beings, you guys, having a human experience. It's not the other way around that we are human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we have forgotten that.
Right, and last week we talked about, you know, doing a burning ceremony. So if there's something that's bothering you or even a simple thing, you know, write down in your journal, I am so bored with my routine, I want to change it. I mean, write everything down and then burn it. Let it go. Let that change come into your life. You know, move the energies around. You know, walk around your house. Move some furniture. Switch a chair. Switch a plant. Just get that energy flowing in a different way so that everything starts to feel uplifted.
You know, and also if you can afford it, it depends on everybody's financial situation, but sage doesn't cost very much, but I know for some people even right now, you know, even a few dollars extra, that's a lot, but if you can find even wild sage and to dry it out, but to get sage, go through the house, and burn the sage so that I can get rid of some of the negative energies, and then also to go through it and bless it. You know, the window, the doors and the windows from the north, the west, the south, the east, as above and below, and ask that there's positive energy only for your highest and best good, 100% of the light that remains there, and to go to each and every single room. But you don't go through it quickly. Again, you create a sacred ceremony. It's about just being and doing it slowly, so you're honoring every crevice of your house or of your home, because that's where it's housing your physical home. Mm-hmm. So you want it to be free and clear. Your house represents what you're internally going through also, just so people know. We could do a show on that one sometime too,
right.
What kitchens and bedrooms and what everything means. So,
yeah, and I know every morning I wake up and first thing I do is I always light incense and do a little clearing purification ceremony for the house and for the day. So that's one of my routines that actually helps me, you know. And so now, you know, when I feel in a rut, I always think, okay, what else can I do? Sometimes I like the whole house, you know, I put candles everywhere and bring in that glow and bring in that light. So, you know, think of those little things that you can just switch up to make yourself feel good and then try to get inspiration on how to move forward and, you know, get out of your rut.
Also, just because this is my own personal experience, and I know when it's being brought to my attention, it's to be able to share it with others, perfect opportunity to work on your chakras. And for those of you who don't know what chakras are, they're energetic points that are stationed. We have 7 major ones within that cover our body, and then we have some above us, some below us, and then we have thousands of them around us, but we have 7 major ones on our body. And right now, with the energy shifting, it's shifting and whacking out our chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A, out of whack. And so you have to go in there and learn what they all represent. And there's tons of research on the internet about chakras. So pay attention to what part of your body is really hurting, if it's front or back. Go in and ask yourself, you know, is it my root chakra? What's going on there? And that's your growing area. You have your sacral chakra, which is below your belly button, your solar plexus, which is above your belly button, your heart chakra, which is the heart area, and we have the high heart, middle heart, and we have the low heart. Then we have the throat chakra. Then we have the third eye, which is in between your eyebrows, in between your eyes, and then your crown chakra, which is the top of your head. So you want to go in there, and those need to be cleansed and cleared every single day, more than one time a day, believe it or not, the way we're shifting right now with this energy. Because it's, and it can get us out of balance. Believe it or not, our heart chakra, which you'd think would be, because this is all energy-based now, mind you, you would think it would just be facing the front. And the heart chakra could be so out of whack to where your heart chakra is facing out to your back or off to your left side, your right side. Your third eye, which is in between your eyes, could be all the way down in your feet. I've worked on people to where they've been all the way down in your feet. That can throw your body off, and you can end up feeling really icky with that too. So,
right, and I think we just found another show to do so we can talk about that at length and really teach people, you know, what to look for and how to recognize when their chakras are out of balance. So I think that's a great show that we can do.
Well, that would be on our down right now,
yeah.
Chakras.
Do we want to give any more tips before we get into the meditation?
I am just trying. Well, you know, another thing is, and I know with the weather right now, with the rain and a lot of, and there's some chill to it. I, for one, am in a inferno at all times, so the cold isn't fazing me. It actually feels really nice because I can breathe better. But for those of you to where you're not getting outside like what you're used to or what you want to, invest in a rain poncho. Don't be afraid to get wet. Double up. Wear some coats, you know. But don't let rain stop you from going outside and connecting with the earth, because that's what you're really needing to do. For those of you who can't, again, if you can have fresh-cut flowers or store-bought flowers, just so you can just have those colors within you, really be mindful of the colors that you're surrounding yourself right now and pay attention to how certain colors are making you feel. Stay away from the earth tones right now, because those can keep you all mucky and yucky. Go with the brighter colors, the oranges, the yellows, the reds, the greens, the blues, the purples, the pinks, and even white, because white is all about purity. All the colors represent certain things, certain vibrations. So that would be another recommendation that I would give to you. It's something that you can do as you're sitting in the house.
Yeah, and take small steps, you know, small steps, be gentle with yourself. But I think the main thing is really examine what it is that you're feeling stuck in. Why do you feel that your life is stale? What can you do to change it? You know, one little change of a tiny bit of a routine can make a world of difference. So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and say, okay, I'm tired of being this way. I'm tired of being bored. Let me think of something that brings me joy and increases my vibration. Because sometimes when you just do that tiny step, your whole world changes and then things come flooding in. So don't be afraid to make that tiny little change.
You know, I guess my main thing I'd say to you is this is an opportunity of being able to really look at what's really going on, the main themes, and just be okay with being vulnerable. It's not the end of the world with being vulnerable. We're all there, and that's part of the human experience that we're having. But you're not the only one who's going through what you're going through. So just that sense of altruism, that installation of hope, it is going to get better. And again, just continue to reach out to like-minded individuals, because you're not the only one out there who's doing and going through what you're going through, even though it feels like you're isolated and you are the only one. You're
right.
Not.
Don't be afraid to talk to people. You would be amazed at what you can bring up in conversation, and one word will resonate with someone, and you had no clue that this person even felt what you were feeling. So just don't be afraid, you know, to say something or bring it up, because the conversations that you can have will help you immensely.
Okay, you guys, now what we're going to do is this will be a nice ending towards when you're getting towards the end of the day. So I'm going to do a little meditation with you. So you're going to sit in your chair, your couch, wherever you're at, on the floor, lay on the floor. And you're just going to sit here and get comfortable. And you're going to make sure your legs are on crossed. And you're going to have your feet either on the floor or you're laying down. Put your hands to your side. Close your eyes. And now you're going to take some deep breaths in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And breathe in and out, and you're going to do that a few times. And as you continue to do that, any thoughts that come to your mind, remember you're going to disregard them. You're just going to turn your attention to your body and fully focus on your body. And meditation is something that many people have to practice before they get to it. And you're going to continue to breathe in and out and watch it as it slows down and you become more comfortable. And now just imagine that your muscles are becoming looser, more relaxed, and it's starting with your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your pelvis, and now your torso. And now just pay attention to that back, the lower, middle, and upper back. All the stress is just fading away. Your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your wrists, your fingers. And now you're moving up to your neck, your face, your head. And now you're going to feel your body loose and relaxed, calmed and comfortable. And you're going to turn your attention to your breathing. In through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and you're going to notice each breath without trying to change your breathing in any way. You're just going to observe it, and any time a thought arises, you're just going to acknowledge it, and you're going to let it go, and you're going to focus on the breathing, just being still and just being. Continue to breathe naturally, but slowly. Your heart rate is slowing down. It's not stopping, but it's calm. It's joyous. And your thoughts are wandering, but simply return your attention back to your breathing. In through the mouth, in through the nose, exhale through the mouth. Notice your breath as it flows gently in and out of your body without any effort. Now acknowledge your thoughts and focus again on your breathing. And interruptions are going to be normal. It's a perfect opportunity to be able to stay and just be. So let those thoughts go. And return your attention to your breathing. And now you're going to imagine yourself laying in this beautiful pink energy, and it's a watery substance, and it's like the as warm as bath water, and this is divine love, and you're just going to let yourself float in it, and you're going to allow that pink energy just fill you up, and it's going to come up through the bottom of your feet, up through your ankles, through your calves, your knees, your thighs, your groin area, your lower back, up through the middle part of your back, your upper back, and up through your fingers, your wrists, your hands, your forearms, your elbows, your upper arms, your shoulders, your underarms, and now your breast area, your stomach area. It's filling up every pore. It's moving up through your neck, your chin, your face. And now you're engulfed in this pink energy, but you can breathe in it. It's this divine love. You're soaking it up. It's inside of you, coming up out of your head and going back into the pool that you're in of this beautiful pink energy. And your body's relaxed. It's radiating with this divine love. And now you're letting it come back into from your head and going straight into your heart area and just filling up all of that area, the high heart, the middle heart, the low heart. And your heart is expanding. It's getting bigger and bigger, free of any pain, free of any suffering. You're allowing divine love to enter into your heart easily and effortlessly. And you're just going to soak in that for a while, just breathe it in, because in this water now you're going into the middle of the pool and you're just now just vaporizing all of this beautiful pink energy around you. It's filling up every pore, every cell, every organ, every muscle, every tissue, every ligament, every layer of your of the body, of the physical body. And now it's going to go into your mental body in space, your emotional body in space, your spiritual body in space, as well as your etheric body in space, and your light body in space. And now it's filling up your Merkaba, it's filling up your auric field, and it's going into your electromagnetic field, and it's going to be above you, below you, to the front of you, to the back of you, as well as to the left of you and the right of you. And now everything is washed, cleansed, and cleared, all of you, all of your energetic body and spaces, and etheric body and spaces, and light body and spaces. So your physical body and space feels free of all pain and suffering. It's relaxed. It's tense-free. And so now what you're going to do, you're going to step out of that pool, and you're going to just visualize that you easily get up, and that pink energy is following you, because remember, your body and all your bodies and spaces are filled up. And you're going to put a protective bubble that encases all of those body and spaces, the energetic body and spaces, the spiritual body and spaces, the etheric body and spaces, and the light body and spaces. Your auric field and your Merkaba, and your electromagnetic field. And this protective bubble is going to last with you for the rest of the day. Nothing can penetrate it. And now you're filled up with unconditional love. And now you're going to come back into your body. And you feel revitalized and relaxed and rejuvenated. And you're going to carry that energy with you for the rest of the day.
Wonderful. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that. And remember, you can download our shows and the meditations from our Divine Goddess Radio page on Blog Talk Radio. And you can put that onto your phone or onto your computer and listen to it at any time. And don't forget to like our Divine Goddess Facebook page. We'll see you all on Sunday.
Goodbye. Thanks for joining us.